You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and I am excited. I'm always excited to be here with you. And I just want to tell you guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing my podcast. It means so, so much to me. So thank you for that. Just a couple housekeeping items. We have got my women's conference, a You Are More women's event happening January 6th, 2024, the Bienvenue Event Center. Man, I have got a power-packed lineup of people. You're not going to want to miss this day. Again, I kept hearing over and over and over, 2024, your year for more, building a life that wins. Who doesn't want to win? We all want to win, right? And there's strategies and there's tactics. And I'm going to put up a lineup of people that are proven. They're not just theory. They are proven in what they do. And so I've got Dr. Susie Bartlett Hackemiller, who is a certified OBGYN, as well as an integrative medicine physician, right? She's integrative as well. And so it's going to be just fabulous. And then I've got a dear friend of mine coming from Texas, and she's overcome much, and she's got a book out called Claim Your Courage. And I've got some great, great people that have got powerful faiths that have overcome many things that'll inspire you and motivate you and help you launch 2024. I'm declaring 2024, your year for more, is the greatest year that you've had so far. And so now, on to the good, right? So I was having a conversation today, and I'm fortunate to have one of the greatest real estate coaches in the planet coaching me. And we were having a conversation today, and he has got probably the most successful coaching business in the country. I mean, it's significant, guys. And we were talking about that, and we were talking about a few years ago. And I said, and he said, Amy, here's the truth of the matter. Most people quit just before it's going to break. Most people quit just before it was going to change for them. They quit too soon. And so he was talking about the fact that he used to, you know, host events, and he used to try to gather real estate agents across the country, and he would go run hotels, and he'd have like one person show up. Then he'd go to the next place. He'd have like maybe five people show up. And then the next place he might have seven. And then literally, you know, right before COVID, I think he had like 30 or 40 people show up at an event. He was like, yes, we are rolling. And then COVID hits and everything shuts down, right? And when he said most people, the biggest reason that most don't succeed is because they quit just short of their breakthrough. And I thought to myself, that's true in my industry. That's true in so many endeavors, is we stop short of the breakthrough. We stop short. We quit. We give it up. And I was having another conversation with someone yesterday, and they said, Amy, every time I post anything, I get the funniest feeling, like, what are people thinking? What if they think, like, who do you think you are? What if they think it's stupid? What if they think, oh, you know, why do you keep talking? And I said, oh, welcome to the club. That is a daily occurrence. For anybody putting anything out there, you're going to have to go past those feelings. For anybody doing anything, you're going to have to go past all of those feelings of who do you think you are? What are you doing? Why are you doing this? This is stupid. This isn't going to work. All those feelings, all those thoughts, you're going to have to walk through them. You're going to have to tell them to go to hell, and you're going to have to keep moving. The difference between those who succeed and those who fail typically is just inches. The place where success and failure intercept one another, it are so close together, you can't tell where one starts and the other ends, right? It's that big of a deal. I've told team members of mine, I've told agents throughout the country that I've probably lost more listing opportunities than most people have ever had. And you just have to have the ability to get back up, to pop back up. But when John said that to me today, I just didn't quit. Man, it hit me. Who's felt like quitting? Raise your hand right now in your car, wherever you're listening to this, if you've ever felt like quitting. Just hang it up. Who cares? It's not worth the fight. It's not worth the difficulty. Well, I've been there, and I'm sure that most of you at some point in time, if you have any kind of a worthy endeavor, have felt like quitting. And when John said that to me today, if you could see his success now, he would appear like an overnight success. But at the end of the day, guys, there's no overnight successes out there. There is a lot of people that have put a lot of work in and done a lot of things when no one was watching. Day after day, mundane after mundane after mundane things that they did every single day to move the needle that no one saw being moved. It's the secret things. It's those daily things. It's those habits. It's those practices. It's the taking inventory of our thought life. It's the practicing of walking by people. And here's the thing, guys, I'm going to give you a key to moving your life forward when you feel stuck. And you're like, okay, I don't know if I can hardly take another step. Well, two things. In this difficult situation that you might find yourself in, where you feel like you can't take another step, it's like your feet are in mud, your heart's about ready to faint, you're physically exhausted, you're mentally exhausted, you're emotionally exhausted. You don't think you have another step in you. Take the next step. Take the next step. Because when you don't feel like taking the step, you have to take the step anyway. Because at some point in time, when you keep taking the step and taking the step, your feelings will come online. Your feelings will get involved in it. But in the process of great difficulty that you might be walking through, or great discouragement, discouragement is a force. It's a storm cloud. It can move in on us and take us over. And I mean, it's a force. You agree, right? I feel like, oh, here comes a storm cloud of discouragement. Hey, who's been there? Who sat under it? Who's gotten their umbrella and just parked there? I'm just going to sit here and just sit and listen to all the voices of discouragement, all the voices of woe is me, all the voices of, you know, I can't believe this is really happening to me. Or if you sit there, you can't camp there too long. It's good. It's fine to have that for a minute. It's fine to feel bad for a minute. It's fine to feel bad, but you've got to get up and shake it off, right? You can't quit too soon. And you're like, Amy, I've been at this for a long time. I've been pursuing my dream for a long time. I've been trying to work on this relationship for a long time. I've been. So here is my strategy for you. When John said today he just didn't quit, he now, and I'm going to take you back to this. So fast forward to 2023 and 2022. He had an event in Tahoe, which is kind of his signature event. Packed room. He is the most high demand coach in the real estate industry in that space. He's on multiple platforms, business platforms, real estate platforms, all over the country. But do you know how close he could have been to quitting and seeing none of that come to fruition? Guys, it's scary. It's so scary how close success and failure really are. And I know I just said that, but if you think about it, like he just didn't quit. Some of you are at the brink where you're like, I can't do much more. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. I can't do much more. And I'm going to say to you, take one step and just keep taking the step. Just one step, one foot in front of the other, one more phone call, one more contact, one more video, one more transaction, one more conversation, one more attempt to reach that person that's not having conversations with you, one more, right? So there's so much power in just keeping that one more. Just do it one more time. But I also want to tell you that sometimes that when you keep bumping your head up against a wall, and you keep seeing no results and you keep seeing, then it's good to evaluate. But I can tell you that there's heart postures that can stop your good as well. What do you mean by that, Amy? There's heart postures that can stop the flow in your life. Those heart postures, those things of the heart, those matters of the heart, which have such a power over us. You know why the Bible says guard your heart? Because out of it flows the issues of life. Like literally, it first starts as a thought and then it's a feeling. And when it gets down into that feeling, it drops into your soul. It's hard to get it out. But the heart posture, the soul posture, I should say, that could propel your life forward is for you to actually bless people that are doing well. You're like, Amy, okay, No, guys, when you're walking through lack, when you're walking through defeat, when you're walking through discouragement, for you to look at somebody else that seems like they've got it all together, that are just killing it, that have got it all going on, and to just bless them, it's a heart posture. Bless them, bless them, bless them. Here is an experience that I had. When I was probably 10 years in the real estate business, there was an agent that literally killed it. And she would kind of rub it in my face a bit. She would always, oftentimes she'd say, hey, number two, hey, number two. She would just rub it in my face. And I was in a dry season where I was working really hard, but things were not coming together. And I was getting so frustrated. And then she would dangle that in front of me like, hey, number two, hey, number two. And it literally was like daunting. Like I felt so much lack. I felt so much, I'm ready to just hang it up. I'm ready to quit. And all of a sudden one day I was asking God, because I believe God gives us all the answers. If we keep knocking and you keep knocking and you keep knocking, the door will open up. The key will come forth. Just keep asking, keep knocking, keep doing the thing. And so when I heard that, I literally was like, what is it? And he's like, bless her. Bless her in her success. Be happy for her. Bless her in her success. Because there's a scripture that says, he who has an abundant eye increases. And you're like, well, what does that mean? An eye that is abundant is one that can look at someone when you're in the midst of your own hell, you're in the midst of your own lack, and you choose to bless. You choose to encourage. You choose to celebrate someone who's killing it when you're suffering. That is a choice. Those heart matters move the needle in your life way more. There are laws working in this universe that are responsible for your success coming forth, that literally your heart posture matters. It matters. Can you bless someone when you're in the midst of hell? Can you bless someone when you're in the midst of lack? Can you bless someone when you're struggling and they're just like cleaning it all up? There is so much power, because when you can do that, literally something shifts. When you can celebrate, something shifts. So again, because real estate's been my faith practice field, right? And so because of that, I remember a time when I was experiencing all this and people were doing so well. And I just decided to just start celebrating those people. I'd send them flowers. I'd send them a text. I would call them. I probably didn't send them a text. There weren't that many texts out there at that point. But I would call them. I'd celebrate them. I'd congratulate them. And I would go out of my way to let them know, hey, you're doing a great job. It's all a seed. It's all a seed for where you want to go. If you can start to look at your attitude when someone's, when you're in a position of lack, when you're in a position where you're frustrated and you can celebrate someone else's success, guys, the rubber meets the road right there. It's not an easy thing to do. It just is not. Not depending on how difficult. If it's just a casual thing, no big deal. But if you're really in the thick of it and it looks like everybody else is just, living their life, everything's great, all is well, it's hard to celebrate people and be genuine. But he who has an abundant eye increases. Sometimes I think that those are all just tests. They're tests. Can you handle where you're going to go in the future? Because the reality of it is there's times where we can go to places and we can have supernatural success and we can have abundance and we can have opportunity. But sometimes our character will take us off there. Like, we're not going to be able to stay in that area because we don't have the character to maintain it. These are the heart test. And I call them a test. They're a test. Can you pass the test? Because if you can pass the test and bless and curse not people that are ahead of you, people that are doing better than you. If you can bless, something shifts on the inside. Something shifts. And I would say in the kingdom of God, there's a test there. And when that shifts, you'll start to see the doors open up. There's always an answer. There's always a solution. This is the good news of the gospel. Knock, seek, and the door shall be opened unto you. Knock, ask, seek. I think it's seek, ask, and knock, and the door shall be opened to you. Seek, ask, and knock. Those are all active things. They're not passive. They're all active. Ask, seek, knock, and the door shall be opened into you. Like, literally, That is a persistence. That is a, I'm not quitting until you bless me. I'm not stopping until the doors of heaven open up. I'm not stopping until I see the windows of heaven pouring over on my life, over my dreams, over my family, over my children, over my success, over my career, over my health. Knock, seek, ask, knock, and the door will be open unto you. Don't give up when you're on the brink of a miracle. Don't give up. I just want to shout it from the mountaintops. Do not quit. Do not quit. Stay in the game. Stay in the game. And keep putting one foot in front of the other. As you put one foot in front of the other, you hit a tipping point where it all opens before you. It all opens up. Here's the thing. A few years ago, I had someone reach out to me and they said, Amy, you're like an overnight success. And I said, oh yeah, I'm like 25 years of an overnight success. Like this has been 25 years of one foot in front of the other, knocking, asking, seeking, knocking, asking, seeking, with doors opening. But here's what I know. Guys, you know this. I'm a God person. I'm a Jesus person. I know that as I keep knocking, as I keep seeking, as I keep walking, as I keep putting my foot in front of the other, that my steps are being ordered of the Lord. They're being divinely directed. Doors are opening before me that no man can close. And when I'm saying this, say this to yourself as well, that you are being divinely directed. Your feet are being ordered. Your steps are being ordered. Your path is being ordered. And as you keep taking the next step, and the next step, the Bible says, as thou goest step by step, I'll open up the way before you. He'll open the way. You don't have to go kick it down. You don't have to go knock it down. You just have to be faithful to take the next step. Don't give up when you're on the brink. You have no idea which the next phone call. You have no idea the recording of the next podcast, the recording of the next video, the next phone call, the next meeting, the next product that you put out, the next service you supply. You have no idea when that next will be that will open up the window of your life, right? And you'll walk into all that you've been thinking about, all that you've been dreaming about. Do not quit. There's a poem out there called The Man in the Arena, and it talks about, you know, the you got the critics that sit in the cheap seats, right? They sit in the cheap seats. They've never attempted anything. And then you've got those out there attempting things, and they're marred, and they're bruised, and they're beaten, and they're worn down. But here's the thing. They know victory because they do not quit. They know victory because they do not quit. If you don't quit, you will succeed. If you do not quit, you can't help but succeed because your paths are being divinely ordered. Your footsteps are being ordered of the Lord. I say it every day. Every day in every way, I'm always in the right place at the right time to meet the right people, to have the right opportunities. I'm always in the right place in the right time to meet the right people, to have the right opportunities. Because my steps are divinely ordered. Do I have days of discouragement? Do I have days that I want to quit? Do I have days that I get beat down? Do I have days that I think, what the heck am I doing? I've got so much self-doubt going on. Yes. Yes and yes. And guess what I know? God, you're in my next step. You're in my next step. You're in my next step. And here's what I know. He's the way maker. He's the miracle worker. He's the promise keeper. He's the light in the darkness. He's the one who illuminates your path. And as you keep stepping forward, the path gets brighter and brighter and wider and wider. It's good. So, my friends, don't quit. You're on this earth for a purpose. You're on this earth for greatness. Because remember this, you are more. Thanks for joining me. If you've liked this podcast, please give it a share. Shout it out. Share it with a friend. If you'd help me, guys, I am so close to 20,000 downloads. I would love for you to take an extra listen. Share it to somebody. Help me, will you, to get to that next level. I'd appreciate it greatly. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. And thank you for pursuing your dreams. Because here's the thing, guys. As we each pursue our dreams, we each become all that we're supposed to become. Guess what? We all get lifted. You know, a rising tide lifts all boats. We all get lifted. So carry on, my friend, and know this, you are more.